Welcome back to Unbox the Inbox with me, your host, Gary Redmond. On this podcast, you'll learn how to grow your subscription business using the power of free and mostly automated email marketing. And we'll have some fun doing it too, hopefully. I'm a co-founder of Busterbox.com and also a mentor and coach helping founders like me and you create their dream life through their subscription business. So, I wanted to talk today just about a little thought that I kind of popped into my head this week. And it was pretty interesting to me. And that is about the path to success, okay, and the path to actually getting what you want and achieving what you want to do. It's a matter of formulas, okay? And this is actually an interesting thought because there are people out there who know exactly how to do what you want to do. So, for example, there's people out there who know how to make $1 million in a weekend online. There's people out there who know how to grow a business to $100 million, okay? There's people out there, even I'm one of them, who knows how to successfully sign up 1,000 to 2,000 to new subscribers for a subscription box business every single month, okay? So, like, it's crazy to think that, you know, maybe there's something that you're struggling with a lot or something that, you know, you really, really want to achieve, but actually, in order to do that, it's just a formula. Like it's a simple series of actions and a series of metrics that actually have to line up for you to actually get that outcome. Okay. Because, and it's crazy that like these people actually exist. Okay. And that's a liberating thought. Okay. Because all you need to do is, and I know you're trying to do it right, but all you need to do is kind of learn and study the success of other people and see how do they do it and learn from them if you can. Okay. But like, because it's so common to think that, you know, oh, it's impossible or there's no way I can do this or, you know, that's for other people, not for me. And like, I can't learn this or whatever. Okay. But the answer is really just you don't know enough. Okay. You don't know enough and you don't know exactly what to do in order to get to where you want. But like, it was just so interesting to me to think like, because when we first started off in Busterbox, obviously, we had absolutely no idea what we were doing. Okay. We had no idea how to get customers signed up. We had no way of we tried to run Facebook ads, they failed. All of our strategies over time, like pretty much completely failed. Okay. And it's like 97% of these things in these businesses don't work. But there's a few things that actually do and need to turn around and maximize what does work. Okay. So what is the formula? Okay. I mean, I've said it a million times on this episode, on this podcast. So I'm not going to repeat it over and over again, but obviously in terms of marketing your subscription box business and getting the subscribers that you want, it's going to be optimizing the website, using email marketing and driving traffic. Okay. I won't say that again because I'm sick of saying it every single episode, but if you wanted to do anything, okay, let's talk about discovering and implementing the formulas to success. Okay. So the first thing you should do is identify individuals, companies, or mentors who have actually achieved the goals that you aspire to achieve. Okay. So, and this is the same in anything. Okay. This is whether you want to lose weight, you want to build muscle, you want to grow an online business, you want to, you know, learn martial arts, whatever it is, you need to go and find someone, a leader in the industry who's recognized for his success and actually has examples of good practice. And obviously, you know, you make your choices. Many people who are successful in many ways, but you make your choices based on who you vibe with, what personality they have, and who you like to listen to and actually engage with, okay? But then what you need to do is you need to understand and really take the time. This is the longest time, and this is the most time-consuming part. And this is like some of the mistakes that I made. And like when we started in our business in Busterbox, there was no coaches, there was no podcast like mine or other people in the industry. Like there was very little information. Like Cratejoy used to have the subscription school blog. That was about it. But like it's very difficult. What we did, the mistake we made was just kind of pretty much running around in circles and not following the success of others because it was actually harder to follow people's success back then. So what you need to do now is identify these people and see what are the strategies and tactics that they've actually used to achieve the goals that you desire and that they have achieved. Okay. So that might be reading books, maybe interviews, case studies. If they have coaching or consulting, you could also reach out to them, or you can just ask them for some free advice. There's many different levels of advice that you can get from people, whether you want people to give you a quick answer to a question or actually coach you or actually come into your business and do it for you. There's all different levels of value and therefore cost. Okay. But when you've identified the person and you're studying their methods, okay, You need to invest in gaining this knowledge, okay? So, like I said, it could be coaching, courses, any way that you can learn it. It may involve some cost, but you have to remember that's an investment because they've achieved the exact thing you want to do. So the quickest way for you to achieve what you want is to simply follow someone else. And like, by the way, like you're not copying people. Everybody who gets anywhere, like follows someone else, okay? Like for millions of years, we've been evolving to someone figure something out. And the knowledge is passed down the chain, okay? Like, so you need to really invest in your time. If you don't have money, it's fine. Invest your time and your effort into actually learning the strategies that have worked for other people. Because, again, if it's worked for other people, that's the best place you can focus your energy, okay? Take what you've learned and adapt it and apply it, okay? Apply it to your business. Again, the closer you can replicate someone's... So, like, okay, so you might be getting confused here, right? So... I've heard influencer marketing works for you know selling makeup, okay? Or I've heard, you know, webinars work great for selling courses, or I've heard many different things. TikTok's gonna work to sell dropshipping products, right? That's great. But if you the mistake sometimes you can make is you're kind of trying to take a strategy or a tactic from a market that doesn't closely replicate what you're trying to do. And trying to essentially shoehorn your product into that, okay? So the closer that you can find this person or this resource that's actually right, like closest to your business model, the easier it's going to be for you to adapt and apply that information and that knowledge, okay? So, I mean, if you obviously have, you're going to have a different subscription box, for example, in our industry, you're going to have a different subscription box to me. So you're not going to be talking about dogs and those kind of things. But the fundamentals remain the same in terms of the offer, the website, the marketing, all that sort of stuff. So if you're going to someone, if you're following someone who has a dropshipping store who focuses on influencer marketing, that may not be the best strategy. Because you're going to need to adapt that a lot more than learning from someone who's more closely aligned with what you want to achieve, okay? You also need to implement it systematically and try and focus on step by step. So the next thing you want to do is actually track and monitor the metrics that help you to see how well you're implementing and how effective these strategies are for your business, okay? So that might include conversion rates, your customer acquisition cost, subscriber growth rates, or if we're not talking about subscription businesses, maybe it's how much weight you've lost, okay? Or how much lean muscle you've put on, or whatever it is, okay? Like how well your child is developing, okay? If whatever it is you're trying to do, you always need, and this is something that I'm kind of poor at and trying to get better at now, is to try and look back and take feedback, because it's very easy to be so headstrong and dive into things and sort of start to, I'm just going to take action and I'm going to look later, okay? But really the best thing for you to do is to refine and see what's working for you, make improvements, maybe you drop off a couple of tactics that aren't working for you, and then try and double down on what works. And then you iterate, okay? So anything that I say, and I always say this on my coaching calls with my clients or whatever, it's like, I'm going to tell you what I think will work, but I don't understand your customers. So I'm going to give you as much information as I can give you based on what works for me and previous students and kind of, you know, best practices. But at the end of the day, your customers will tell you what works. And that means how many people sign up is going to be the best metric rather than what I say, okay? So you always need to see and take feedback from the marketplace and from your customers and from your business and be prepared to make continual adjustments to actually achieve your goal. Okay, so like pretty much it for my episode this week. Like I just had that moment of just like someone out there does know how to do what you want to do. So I was thinking about, you know, earning more money from my online course and coaching and stuff like that. It was like, you know, there are people out there who made more money in a weekend than I've ever made in my entire life. So it was just interesting to think like, you know, you should go and study those people. So just kind of my thought process that I wanted to pass down the chain this week and just try and make it into a little bit of a plan for you guys and try and make it easier. So really, I think what's standing between your success most of the time is really two things, lack of knowledge and lack of focus. Okay, so if you can focus on actually attaining this knowledge and work on attaining the knowledge and applying it to your business and taking feedback from what works and what doesn't, you're guaranteed to improve on your processes, okay? And on last week's episode, we talked about how to avoid wasting time and how to avoid running around in circles. So over these last couple of weeks, I've really been thinking about how to kind of maximize the efficiency of my time and my effort so that I'm actually moving forward and trying not to get distracted by different things. So that's it. That's it for today's episode. A little bit off the beaten track, but I just thought it was interesting, and it was interesting to me, and I hope it's interesting to you. And trying to give you some sort of higher level stuff on how to actually achieve the goals you set out for yourself in life. Okay, so if you have any more questions for me or any topics you'd like me to cover on this podcast, please let me know at unboxtheinbox.com, and I'll see you in the next episode.